show. But I don't think anyone would have been okay with that whatsoever.
You'd definitely go to hell for that.
Yeah, I definitely would not only go to hell, but I would be stoned to death as soon as I left Alumni Hall. But nonetheless, I definitely.
But since you're a Jew, you don't believe in hell, right?
And I'm not a Jew.
You're not?
No! Number one rumor about Frank that is untrue.
Remember back in the day, here's a Frank memory for everyone. A few years ago when we had the Wony kind of superlatives, we voted Frank the least Italian.
That's right. Because compared to everyone else, we had Steve Orlando.
Right.
We had Stevie B.
Were the two most Italian men I've ever met
so
in my
Italian,
life.
It was like an episode of the freaking Sopranos.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah. So, you know. I'm just that quiet kid who wears makeup in the
bro.
Corner, so I was definitely not the Italian of the radio station. All right. So I've been doing this shtick for 4 years, various times, Saturday nights, Thursday nights. I eventually settled on Thursday, 10 to midnight, for a good year and a half, and then I switched from to 6 to 8 for this last semester. But it's been wonderful. It's been beautiful. I'm going to be moving on to independent radio soon. I'm not sure if I'm going to be on the air or anything, but I'm going to be around. I'll be back here.
Frank, for all of those people out there who might be, in the area in which you might maybe broadcasting soon in a couple of weeks so far, I guess.
Right.
What is that station called? So that
it's WDST in Woodstock.
Woodstock?
Yes.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Does that the I don't know. I guess I can't get that on Long Island, then, can I?
Hey, what's that?
I guess I can't get that on Long Island.
Do they webcast
as well?
Ooh,
really? That's 100.1 FM, guys. Just so you know.
Yeah, thanks. I don't even know the call numbers in my own station.
Wait, what?
Well, now I do. I'm losing my mind here, ladies and gentlemen. I guess I'm going to say my goodbyes. This is a thank you to everybody who's been here through the past 4 years. I'd like to firstly thank Johnny Y, who is not listening, who I haven't talked to in years, for being the first guy I've connected with around here. He was the music director a few years ago. I'd like to thank him for... some good music conversations for inspiring me to play something a little different, a little wacky, be a little experimental on college radio, because that's really what it's all about. Also like to thank Jason DeStinis and Jamie Manning, my two Art and Scope presidents as well, who have been buds throughout the years. This is going to be a very long list, folks, but be prepared. I'd like to thank all the new people who have been around. Ellie over there, back there.
Frank.
Amy Howard. Violet. James McHugh. Thank you so much. Hope you don't screw up next year, my friend.
Frank?
Yes. He'll be along with Justine, who I'd also like to give a thank you and an I love you out to her, too, for being a great friend over the past few years.
Frank, you should
Cynthia,
not have thanked me.
Thank you. What's that?
You should not have thanked me. I have to thank you, my friend.
Aw. Oh,
I have to thank you. Because I love you.
Thank you very much to
pretty boy that wears makeup ever.
Thanks. I'd like to say also thank you to Paul, who's been my kindred spirit in music here since this past year as well. From the moment you pointed out the Nick Cave T-shirt, and actually was shocked that someone listened to that kind of music around the
campus.
And
the bad
seeds. Thank you very much for stopping by as well tonight. Every Lisa that I've ever known here, Lisa P, and both Lisa K's, all three of you have been wonderful and been very important to me. Meg, for all those times where I've cut into your show, for all those sympathetic moments, for all those requests, for hooking you on Muse and Placebo, and for sharing your love of you too, for being possibly the only one who has done so. Thanks to both Amandas, both the Amanda who is a good friend and been around for a couple years, and used to come on my show and make fun of me all the time. And Amanda, who I've gotten to know this year as well. Thank you to Josh for being another classy hooker along with Brad and I. Thank you to Brad for being ridiculous and... wow. Kevin Mason and Renee, you guys are the most wonderful couple I've ever met, and you guys have both been a really important part of my life the past few years. Thank you very much. Mike Clark of I Work for No Man, a great musician, great friend. Every other musician I played on stage with from the days back in Folk Collective, none of you guys are listening, but thanks anyway. And Mike Sacca, Amelia Cothen, excellent bandmates. It was an honor sharing the stage with you guys.
You wrote out a list.
I wrote a list, and I'm forgetting. That's why I'm glad I wrote out this list. To Devo for being the most lovable jackass I've ever heard. I love you to death, man. Thank you very much.
Stop slapping the mic.
All right, to Steve-O for telling me not to slap the mic.
Oh, yeah.
Both Laurens, every Lauren I've ever met, I seem to know a ton of Laurens as well. And thank you to each and every one of them. To Cynthia for being a friend and for staying true to the show for the long time. Thank you to Becky and Mark, my two friends from New York, and my fellow Bowiehead friends. You guys have been great. Jay, wonderful quad mate, wonderful friend.
What is going on, man?
Hey, Jay.
I'm back here, and I already gave my speech, but, you know.
Yeah, thank you, Jay.
Likewise, too.
Kristen Miller, wonderful, wonderful girl. I am crying. And the two of the perhaps most important people in my life at the moment, I'd like to thank you, Bob Haggerty, for being my roommate for 4 years. And thank you, Mary Jo, for just being a shining force in my life for the past few months. Love you both. Love you both muchly.
You're very welcome, Frank. It's been a privilege and an honor, as I said before.
And if I've forgotten anybody, I am incredibly sorry. Thanks to Kenny and all of you listeners from home. Thanks to everybody who's tuned in, who I don't even know. Online or in town, you guys have been wonderful. And thank you to Uncle Bill for... I'm sorry I hung up on you a bunch of times. And, you know, that's it. This is my last moments here on this radio station. WNY, 90.9 FM. I've got my last song here. It's it's a song by Tool that's meant a lot to me over the past many years. It's called Lateralis, and I just leave you with all the words, spiral out. And keep... I did not forget Lisa P. You have been wonderful. And thank you all. Spiral out, keep going. 90.9 FM, Tool. Goodbye.